You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
It's Thursday. We all know what that means. The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by TwithGrid.
What?
Say what?
TwithGrid.
Oh, I forgot. Yes.
It's a Z.
What?
There's a Z in what I said.
That's right. TwithGrid.
TwithGrid. TwithGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone. Why does it sound like I'm here? I'm being heard like 10 miles away. Something's wrong with the audio again, as usual. TwithGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. TwithGrid is an official sponsor of our Reno Stage Show, and I'm sorry, our Reno Stage Show.
That's right.
And you can use it to watch us behind the scenes.
Hey, what's the venue out there?
Thirka.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make a note in my phone.
And you can use it for your own events as well. To join us backstage in Reno, just open the Reno Mara album. Reno Mara. We haven't found a cure for Reno Mara, but there is hope with your contribution.
Please,
that's
help.
Right.
Reno Mara.
If you love us.
With TwithGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures.
No.
If you do have a Twitter account, you can post comments on our photos and be a part of our latest live show.
You know where I use this app, Mike?
Where?
On my smartphone.
That's TwithGrid. TwithGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website.
I have a present for you.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I have a present for you. It came in the mail yesterday. Will you hand this to him?
Yeah. Really?
To my house
did
on Halloween.
Did this go to Spiewak & Associates?
It went to my home. And
did
I got
it come
this
to Spiewak & Associates?
It went to my home.
So it came to you personally?
Yes, because right. I ordered this for you. Happy Halloween, Mike.
Ooh.
Oh, that is cool.
What is it?
It is the new Criterion release of Rosemary's Baby on Blu-ray.
Just a present for no reason?
I bought it for myself. I said, you know who'd love that? Would love that.
You bring me such angst all the time, and today you bring me joy.
Yeah, that's why I thought it would be okay to dick with you a little bit before the
that
show.
That is so great.
It's totally remastered. It should be pretty awesome. I did not get
Rosemary's Baby.
Yes, on Blu-ray. It's a very digital.
I don't know why I'm listening today. I don't know why we're paying tribute to Zoolander. That is very cool.
Is that what this is?
And I look forward to seeing it.
Well, maybe we could watch it on the phone together.
I'll watch it in its entirety.
Yes, from beginning to end.
But, you know, it is time to take a peek inside the mailbag because it is birthday day on Thursday. Let's get right to it, shall we?
We shall.
Very good. And, Mark, you look great today.
Thanks.
You have a tie with that.
So do you.
Right? Do you have a tie with that?
I do. It's in my car.
Attaboy. All right. Thank you very much.
Tie goes to the runner.
Checking on him. Nathan. Now, of course, I'm doing the list thing. I want to stop doing it.
Yes.
And what is the first name I get? Nathan Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Nathan Gonzalez.
He's one of yours.
Yes. Is a farrier.
Yes.
You bet
he
is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Captain.
What is a farrier?
Oh, my.
We're about to find out.
He is a farrier, a blacksmith. He put shoes on horses in Lodi, California. Mm-hmm. He turned 30 this past Saturday. Instead of a greeting, he'd like to name characters after us in his online graphic novel, villain/comic.com.
That's essentially
what it is. Yeah,
that's all that was. Screw you, Nathan.
I'll take a character.
Yeah, that sucks.
Cool. Good.
Well, I'm glad the contrarian wants to be a character after
you don't
want to
be in a comic book.
He whored us.
We can all be in his comic.
Can all be in his.
No, not me. Not me.
You don't want to be in his comic.
And the funny thing,
you know, you want to be.
I don't. The funny thing about him is he does that ferrying, but he doesn't look Jewish.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God.
Thank
you. Oh,
boo.
Had to get it out.
Our good friend Hugh Quinn turned 52 on Monday. Mm-hmm. He says a greeting from Jeff Goldblum would make him visibly aroused. I watched a movie an insane asylum post-Holocaust. Ooh. Where...
Feel-good comedy?
Musical?
It was weird.
Oh, was
it was
he like
Jeff
a,
Goldblum.
Was he a pet? Was he acting like a dog?
Yeah, he was acting like a dog. Did you see that one?
Yes, I've seen that.
It's weird.
I forget the name of it, though.
It's one of those movies that just keeps getting weirder.
Yeah.
A little sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has some sex in it.
Well, him as a dog is always sexy.
Well, certainly
that style.
Yes.
The nurse at the asylum, who is his love interest, at one point, she starts barking like a dog and bends over on her back.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was strangely erotic.
Yes.
To me.
Wow.
I caught for the first time in a long time some of Jurassic Park over the weekend,
yes,
and he's his Goldblumiest.
Yes, he is.
Well, that's true. No, you're really aroused now, aren't you?
Are you a dog?
Rough. Rick Lowell turned the big 5-0 Tuesday. He's a longtime listener from Maine and says hearing this will make his day. Well, by golly, I hope you have a great 5-0.
There you go.
Brian Thomas of Baltimore listens to all the shows on the More Network. He turned 28 yesterday, and he would like to hear greetings from Jack Cassidy and John Travolta. We really went heavy on the Jack Cassidy yesterday, but we did not go heavy on the John Travolta.
No.
So I give you Mark Ronick's probably one of three impressions
of three
that he does, and
sure.
My favorite of the three. Uh-huh. Here's Mark.
Who? What? Where?
Derek Hutchinson of Wichita had his 31st birthday yesterday. That's funny if you live in Kansas. I don't get it.
Well, you don't live in Kansas.
Oh, really?
No. Wichita and Hutchinson are two towns very close to each other.
Oh, so that's a funny little
joke. So it's Derek Hutchinson
joke.
From Wichita.
Okay.
Like I said, if you're in Kansas, you got nothing else to do but laugh
there
at
we
that.
Go.
Sure is flat.
Amanda Miller celebrated her 35th birthday yesterday, and her husband says he thought this greeting would put a smile on her face outside the bedroom. Whoa.
Hey, because they like to bone.
Way to go, stud.
Yeah, get her done.
It's a big birthday week for the Medina family.
Mm-hmm.
Noah turned 10, and Joel turned 37 on Tuesday.
Sound like one of yours, Mark.
And Rudy turned 31 yesterday.
It's a nice Medina.
The Medina. Funky, cold Medina.
Exactly.
Yes, neither funky nor cold.
And it might be Medina. If it's Medina, my apologies.
Which one is it in the song? Anybody know?
Medina.
Funky Cold
Medina.
Medina.
There's matches of the song.
All right, okay. The Medina Medinas would like to hear our traditional birthday song.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday.
Tone Loke.
Medina. It's a big... Oh,
what was that?
I heard a sound. It's a big birthday week for the... I'm sorry. And happy birthday to Sam Sharman, who is currently listening with his dad in Kampala, Uganda.
Wow.
Sharman.
Wow.
Don't squeeze him.
Sam turns 15 today. Hey, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you doing in Uganda? We're going to stop and talk about you for
pretty
a second.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. You got stories that you'll have for the rest of your life working with your dad in Uganda. That's
probably the only Sharman in Uganda.
Or Uganda. I should say it properly. Yeah. Sam would like us to make the NHL season start. Sam, I would too, man. Mm-hmm. I am missing. You know, I was talking to my buddy Fried over the weekend, and you know, he actually had a ticket for me to go to a minor league hockey game at Verizon, and I said yes.
Really?
That's how desperate I am.
Wow.
That's how desperate I am. So hopefully we can get the NHL season to start. You know, they've canceled games through November 30th,
yes,
so I think that's kind of a drag. He wouldn't mind hearing Rob's impression of Oscar and or Todd Moore. Could we hear,
of course,
first of all,
either
Oscar?
Or both.
Huh. Okay.
Let's hear Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody, to a Tech 411 or something.
Yeah, okay. And now Todd.
So dead on.
Now Todd Moore.
This broadcast is not crispy enough.
No.
Thank you very much. But seriously, Sam,
right?
Enjoy your time out there in Kampala, Uganda. Tomorrow is Chris Paulus's 39th birthday. Mm-hmm. Mike talking up another record would make him very, very happy.
Okay, I actually pulled a few, and I want you to choose. You can choose from Boston, the OJs, Chicago, or the Ohio Players.
Oh, OJs. I think I have to go with Chicago. I love Chicago.
Okay, and then I brought you a jingle, Mike.
All right, thank you very much.
WLS in Chicago.
22 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? What a fabulous day it is. I'd like to send out a big happy birthday greeting to Chris Paulus. He's celebrating his 39th birthday. He wanted me to talk up another record to make him very happy, and I just wish you the very best of birthdays, Chris. And I certainly hope that Sandy didn't negatively impact you as it did so many people on the East Coast. Happy birthday, the one and only Chris Paulus.
Nice.
Chicago's favorite music radio.
No, that's the other guy.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Amanda Melli, I think it's Melli, M-E-L-I, turns 27 Saturday. She's a big fan of Oscar, and Amanda's Aunt Loretta thinks a greeting from Oscar would be great.
Oh,
you
wow.
You never get like just a standard
no. straight greeting.
Greeting from
you.
She
kick me in the nuts and punch me in the face. just to Amanda or her aunt?
Amanda Melly turns 27. So she's Amanda. A big fan of Oscar. And Amanda's aunt Loretta thinks a greeting from Oscar would be great.
Okay.
So
go
she's
home, Loretta.
Recommending the greeting to Amanda.
Happy right. birthday, Amanda. 27 is a great age.
He normally sleeps through this.
At 30, you're going to hit that wall, so stay on that treadmill.
Oh, my God.
Hey, big fan. Big fan. We're going to have a little Oscar's World on the show today.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Good, good.
So, you know, because I want to find out about this whole Blanche thing. Anyway, moving right along. Uh-huh. Leilani West. Now, that is a great Leilani. Woman's name.
Isn't
Leilani.
Uh-huh.
Leilani
also,
West.
Also, I think Bing Crosby's first hit record was Sweet Leilani, like 1929.
Leilani, Sweet Leilani. Having a birthday Saturday out west in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and her husband has requested that Buzz play Happy Birthday with the ukulele for her. Is that what you brought?
Look, great news.
You've got to keep it in your pants. This is for the Reno.
Those pants are too tight to keep a ukulele.
Just happened to bring it with me today.
All right, just let's hear a few chords.
All right.
Yeah, but not the birthday, because Buzz is performing his debut ukulele.
Well,
there's one chord.
What chord is that?
That's a C.
Yeah, you bet it is.
Hey.
What?
Here's
what's
an
that?
F.
Yeah, I'll give you F.
Wow.
Here's a G.
Mike, time is really of the essence.
So you
today.
Played an F. Can you play a U?
You're gonna play another C.
He's playing an F on right. the U.
Buzz, we're gonna have a ukulele update from Buzz later in the show.
Nice,
but I'm really sorry, Leilani, that Buzz will be performing exclusively for both regular patrons and VIPs from the Whore Package at Circus in Reno, Nevada.
That's the debut. After that, I'll be playing on every show.
That's right.
We're gonna get an update on that too. I'm so embarrassed, but so overjoyed at the same time.
Me too.
Wait a minute.
You wait.
Here's the deal.
What?
What?
Leilani is going to be at our live stage show in Reno.
So she'll. Well, you know what? I've had a couple of requests for Happy Birthday at the show, so I'll just include Happy Birthday in the repertoire
Very
and do
good.
It for everybody.
Okay. Bob Nelson of
Boy,
Anchorage.
Now I'm coming for sure.
See?
Bob Nelson.
Got to be there.
Of Anchorage, Alaska turns 45 Saturday. He's not asking for an impression or a sexy greeting or an errand. He says he's not even asking for Oscar to pay attention.
What? Then he shall get his wish.
I love our listeners.
I tell you, he's zoned out.
I love our listeners that get it. I'm like our Facebook people that don't get it.
Some don't.
But, you know, really, big mistake. I'll get that to that in a second. Big mistake for me to post that picture of Obama and Governor Christie.
Oh, you did,
too. Big, big mistake.
Yeah. Oh, I hope I
because there's
big, big, big picture.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Huge picture. Christine Varela has a birthday Sunday, and she's getting this greeting from her husband and their lovely daughter. Well, that's great. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, S.O.D., Mom.
Oh,
happy birthday, S.O.D., Mom.
Disturbing.
I don't like her. I'm not happy.
Happy birthday, S.O.D., Mom.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Very, very
it's disturbing. Always, it's right. never too early to get them started.
That's just very odd.
No big deal.
That's very odd. Way to go, liberal.
Maybe anyway. They just said spell the word sad.
My parental instincts are on heightened alert after that. Sadie Pruitt turns 15 on Sunday. She still laughs at Midget Theater. We haven't done that in a long time.
So happy birthday, Sadie.
commitment to you, Midget Theater, prior to departing for Reno.
Coming up shortly.
Along with, hopefully, an in-studio appearance by Lowell Melton.
Oh, that'd be great. Mm. In goggles?
Yeah, you know what? Lowell wants to give us some payback, deservedly so. So Lowell wants to roll in here, and I have sent him a, not a begging email, but I said, Lowell, the reason we didn't call you yesterday is because we got to get you in here.
Yeah.
Right.
We
right.
can't deal with the, you know, the stage.
Melzer and the Midgets.
You know, I saw somebody post on his Facebook page that their child dressed as him on location for Halloween.
There, you know what? We should get that picture and put that up. That is a funny, funny picture.
Yeah. When the child
is,
got
I saw the picture. I saw the picture of a kid dressed as Lowell.
When the child the went trick-or-treating, when the child went trick-or-treating, did he complain about the candy
the
he got?
Time.
I don't like these.
And Too finally, Sunday is also Grace Lindsay's birthday. She's fabulous at 50, and she'd love a greeting from Mike's fat guy voice or Buzz's sexy voice. Well, we had Buzz with the
With the ukulele already.
So,
how about Oscar?
Wasn't that great?
Can Oscar do a sexy fat guy then?
No. Do a sexy fat guy.
I can't even do a fat guy.
He's sleeping. Anyway, happy birthday, Grace. Now, I have one final letter here.
Yeah.
This comes from Andrew McDermott, and this is kind of serious here. He says, hello, TMOS crew. I'm writing you once again to thank you for everything you do. The first time I wrote, it brought my wife to tears to hear you read my letter on the air. You have helped us through our son being in the hospital for 5 months. I think I remember that letter. As a 16-week premature baby, amazing that they can do that these nowadays. Days, yeah. I was a bit of a preemie, too. Yeah. Look at me now. Anyway, you have helped us through it. 16 weeks premature, and the constant appointments and therapies to follow. He will turn 2 on November 9th and is going strong.
That's awesome.
You have helped us through so many tough days, and we thank you for that. Please wish my son, Jack McDermott, happy birthday so I can play it for him later. Hey, Jack McDermott. Hey, Jack. Happy two-year-old birthday. Awesome. Way to go. And he can play that for him later.
Settle down, newsman.
Someone's excited.
Take that away from
one
him.
Week.
And he can give me the same look my daughters give him. You don't want those looks.
No.
We will see you on the 10th in Reno, and it would be an honor to buy the crew a round of drinks. Oh. Thanks again, Andrew McDermott. Let's start the damn show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't want to give you the wrong impression about my dad. He wasn't a drunk or an alcoholic or anything. He was just Scottish. I became a terrible drunk or alcoholic or a good one, depending on your point of view, I guess. I certainly threw myself at it with gusto. There was no half measures with me, and people never said, I wonder if he's a... No, he is. So, I mean, I've been sober for a very long time, and people still say to me, oh, Craig, how much did you drink back then? I'm like, I don't know. It's not... Weight Watchers. It's not like you wake up in the dumpster and go, oh, 14 units, I need a meeting. It's one of the few upsides of active alcoholism. Very little in the way of paperwork. It's like people like me, when we listen to people who are not alcoholics and they're having drinks and they say, I'm going to have to stop now, I'm starting to feel it. And I'm like, that's the point. I'm starting to get a little drunk. Yes! Starting to feel it is not the end of drinking. It's the beginning of drinking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
How lucky can one guy be?
Anyway, welcome. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times and heard in 150 countries, including Uganda.
Yes.
Delighted with that. Our show today brought to you by our good friends at CB Lucas AC and Heating. Get your system ready for winter now. There's no better people to do it for you, folks, because they will come out, make sure it's right. And, you know, when you have weather conditions like we have, it makes you realize a long, cold winter is ahead of us.
Yes.
I will tell you something. My house is so super toasty that I have to sometimes just back off the heat.
What's great is Mike can just put marshmallows on the counter,
yes,
and they actually toast.
Yeah. The whole house. You know, there are times when I have my CB Lucas heating system turned on, full blast.
Yes.
I tell friends and family, don't put your hands on the granite countertop.
No, you can't. You mustn't, because I'm cooking steaks.
Blisters. Call CB Lucas for all your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, especially if your system is older than dirt like mine was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can start saving on utility bills right now.
When?
Right now.
Thank you.
CB Lucas has 48-month same-as-cash financing or instant rebates on high-efficiency train systems. Offer ends October 31st, and they can hook you up with a whole house generator.
Yes.
Wow.
He told me that earlier this week, that they can do that, too. Yeah.
Get your house loited.
We should ask what I bet he does sump pumps, too, since they also do plumbing.
I'm sure
they
do.
I'm going to ask him. You know, when you talk to Mike Lucas next, ask him about the battery thing that goes next to my little sump pump so I don't have a flooded basement like I did the other day.
I bet he knows that.
What you need is a new battery.
A new battery.
You need a battery hooked up.
Well, I don't even have a battery system.
For your thumb pump.
Thank you. Thumb pump. Thank you, Rob. Whole house generators.
That's right.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Timing. Listen, if you were going to have somebody do this, CB Lucas is the right people to do it.
Amen.
Are the right people to do it. My grammar is for crap today.
That's fine.
Do what we do. Call 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website, and we thank you in advance for that. On the show today, how was your Halloween?
All the kids, Mike. The kids love it.
The kids. We had a normal one here at the house. Rob Spiewak's horror package update.
Yes.
And, God, what did I write down? Oh, yeah. And then Rob writes something on Facebook. Rob likes to put letters on Facebook with the mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
TCM FTW.
It was such a great night.
Don't tell me what it is.
I know what it is.
Because I'm going to guess. I think I know. Mm-hmm. Turner Classic Movies, Fare Thee Well?
No, not Fare Thee Well.
For the Win.
For the Win.
FTW.
For
the Win. The kids
use FTW. So For the Win is...
Oh, it's just, it was such a great night. They ran all black and white monster movies last night.
Rob has his finger on the pulse of what's hot with kids.
And I have my finger on the...
FTW is...
I have my finger on the pulse of people that don't have a pulse.
So the kids... So the kids are writing...
Well, actually, they were writing it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's that's
past.
Gone.
It's
yeah.
past. I'm kidding. Yeah. It's past.
There was a taste of irony in the post, Mike.
For the Win?
For the Win.
So FTW was a common...
I would say a couple years ago. That
was. 2 years ago. Right?
You still see it occasionally, like on Rob's post.
That's right.
Yeah, but you don't even like texting. Like, you don't like shorthand texting. You want the full word.
I will get to that because that is part of the show. I'm glad you brought that up because that is something on the show today. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about... mass text, multiple texts, and multiple things that I have not mastered.
Uh-huh.
Really?
But anyway, yeah.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, you deserved it. You deserved it. Anyway, somebody say
hilarious.
Group emails and texts. I hate them. It was right underneath the whole thing.
Sorry about that.
My new club membership that I got yesterday. Very excited about that. Nice. You think, you can't afford that any longer.
A club let you in?
Mike? Yeah, a club let me in.
Price?
A dirty club.
Oh, a dirty club.
A dirty, dirty sex club.
Online?
Tell us more.
Nope.
In person.
I had to drive out to where they are
and
go inside and meet with them.
Mm. Wow.
Who knew you could really still see a movie?
It's a dirty club.
Who knew you could still see a movie for a quarter?
Buzz's ukulele update, a wonderful gift from Haiti that I want to mention to you. Oscar's World. I want to find out about the whole Blanche thing.
What's going on?
And also, she did you dirty yesterday, did she not?
And I will start the show today with a thank you to a local TV anchor woman who responded very kindly to me.
She didn't find you overly eager?
Barbara Harrison?
She read, apparently for the first time, she gets a lot of messages.
I'm sure.
She read my messages for the first time. I guess the first one I had sent her, which was a glowing tribute to her about a news story she did. Mm-hmm. And then I gave her a glowing tribute about her storm coverage. And would you like to hear her response to me?
I would love it, Mike.
I really
Dear
would.
Michael, I received your roses. Thank you so much.
I wish
Why
you would,
were they black?
I wish you would observe what the court asked you to do.
All right, I'm going to give you the last message that I wrote to Wendy Rieger.
Oh, please.
That I wrote, I just wanted to drop you a line to say job well done. Your cool, calm voice in the middle of the storm was much appreciated, and your honest, straightforward reporting was a terrific example of how it should be done. No, what are you writing? What are you playing?
Wendy by the Beach Boys.
Oh, God, stop.
I'm trying to make this more romantic for you.
Your honest, straightforward reporting was a terrific example of how it should be done. No melodrama, just the facts delivered with compassion and competence.
Right.
I'm proud that you are an AU alum. They should show your reports to broadcast journalism students as an example of how it should be done.
Wow.
Great work.
You went on.
P.S. Well, I thought she did. F you.
No. I mean, do you write this long a message on your Christmas cards to your wife?
P.S.
Just saying.
P.S. I've been drinking.
There's more. Just starting to feel it.
I hate you all. P.S. Mrs. O'Mara wanted me to tell you that you looked way too good for someone standing in the middle of the storm of the century.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, right? You slid it right in.
Did Carla really say that, or were you just trying to make it less creepy?
No, Carla, when I was writing the message, Carla wanted me to throw that in there. So
yeah,
Carla
because Carla wanted to make sure that she wanted to mark her territory.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Okay, just back off, Carla, for a while. Okay.
Right.
Just have a little.
I'm on her side.
You're on everybody's side.
Been a little tense around the house, okay?
Oh, I didn't know it was like that.
Storm and everything.
Hurricane.
Wendy's on. Shh.
So, my previous one was about a very serious story that she did, and I meant it from the heart, so I won't share that with you because that's private. No, it's nothing. Anyway, she finally writes back, oh, my, I just saw both these messages. Thank you. It means a lot coming from you. It really does. It was a thrill to be out there and out of that damn studio. That's Wendy.
Yeah.
If you know Wendy Rieger, she is just kind of, she's a tough broad. Yeah. She's that kind of, she's got that hard edge to her, which I like
The funny thing about her is she is.
I'm a fan. I can't.
When she is in studio particularly, she is so collected and such a classy dame on the air. But
she's been doing it for a long time.
But remember when you were roasted and she had been one of the roasters the year before and everyone said they were still reeling from her language.
Yeah, she's rough.
She is a rough one.
She's tough girl.
You know, and I don't know.
She hung with the guys in the broadcast journalism department at AU.
I saw her on location the night of the big storm.
Yeah.
And I was so glad to see a listener posted a link on our Facebook page of her reporting. And it's because one of the phrases she used, she said, she was talking about the winds and how strong they're getting, and then she said, they're pounding us from behind.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
I saw it. I just
and she'd
help.
Be the first one that would laugh her ass off.
Yeah.
There are no accidents, Mike.
She said, it was a thrill to be out there out of that damn studio. Uh-huh. Plus, I was working with our A-team veterans. I think us old gunslingers can still hit them between the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
XO.
That's cool.
Ooh, very nice response.
Yay! We love you.
So I limped around the house after that.
I was going to say. So there is one person. There's still one or two people in Channel 4 that know what they're doing.
I remember her back at American University, and we all had a crush on her.
Of course.
Well, I had to imagine that the crowds would part when she'd walk down the road.
Do you remember when the first time, like, I remember being in college, and you would actually recognize a beautiful woman in class. Like, right, wow, who's that girl and where's she from?
Oh,
right?
It's a great feeling, isn't it?
So, yeah, but usually that you catch that third or fourth week in class.
Yeah.
Was it your freshman year, sophomore year?
No, wrong. I'm sorry. I was a transfer junior. Okay. So it was when I first got down there.
So junior, you get there.
Always from afar, though.
Yes.
Always. I'm not sure. She was 1 year ahead of me, so I'm not sure we shared.
And yet
a
so
lot
much younger.
But, when we went to Lindsay Zarniak's going away party when Lindsay went up to ESPN, I hadn't seen or talked to Wendy in a long time. I never had a relationship with her, even in media. We would talk about her and stuff, and I think she'd make comments and she listened to the shows and stuff like that, but I never talked to her until this party, and I mentioned that I remembered her with this big strapping guy with like blonde hair and these big
lamb chops,
dark lamb chops, and she said nothing. She said she didn't have a memory of the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knows?
Well, you know who that
I
was.
I brought people out too.
That was Joe Krebs.
That man.
A heartier Joe.
But
Krebs.
Everybody
younger before the accident.
American University, a great school, but a smaller school. Yeah. Well, so everybody knew who she was because she was so attractive.
I don't know. It's not VCU.
Oh, stop it. Behave yourself. I could have gotten in there too.
A lot of people came out.
Everybody can get into there. The trick is getting out.
My point exactly.
Thank you.
You know, one of my, I'm just going to tell you one of my security questions. Would be what schools did you get rejected from?
Please,
and I won't
please.
Mention. I won't okay, mention it fine. From. But it's just that's funny cool. that they have that on, yeah, on a security question.
And no security question has ever answered VCU there.
Right. Why don't you tell us every digit of your Social Security number?
But not in order.
I'll change it today. So it was cool to get that response. And before we go to break here, I want to talk about group emails. So
okay,
or group texts.
I hate group texts. I hate group emails. I just hate them.
And you know what else is bad? Also,
I hate them because you know we had an example last night where. We were talking about the logistics of the show today.
Right.
And I have to look at everybody's email that says, got it, will do, uh-huh, yep. And with the Haiti trip, it was even worse because you've got every mommy in the world that's responding in a mass text. And, and the same thing with texts. I hate it.
You know what's where it's also really bad? Group messaging on Facebook.
Right.
Because that can be
I hate
hundreds
that
of people.
Mm-hmm. It's really
really bad.
And you got to – and with texts – you know, I called Mark a dumbass last week on the show after he left, and I didn't want him to see it, and so and then I realized when Mark immediately responded back, thanks, Mike. I realized that I had sent a group text to everybody,
including Mark. Yes.
And but Mark, you'll testify that I was angry enough where it didn't matter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
it was sort of you coming down, wasn't it?
But I also really, but I really hate the whole thing, and I
want to apologize to you because I sent out an email to everyone involved in the election special next week here at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I got all those.
I thought you were copying him as a courtesy.
I copied him as a courtesy, and well, it was you're certainly welcome. Everybody's welcome. Everybody on the show is welcome to participate. I invited
No, I don't want everybody participating. You know. That's you, Bob Seska, Andrew Langer, Katie Powers,
and then Rob Spiegel.
And Rob Spiewak. That's five people. That's enough people.
Yeah, by phone.
It's election night. I'm gonna be hunkered down.
Yeah, just be four people in here.
But we also need your favorite word.
Well, I don't like
hunkered down.
We need Mark to run the thing.
But I felt badly because you know, got a couple of responses saying, "Okay, I'm in," and I just copied you so that you'd know it's in your house. And what happened was immediately Bob Seska and Andrew Langer got into a political debate, and I know Mike is getting a copy of every damn one of those.
No, I actually didn't get that.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not get
good.
The political
debate.
I'm so
relieved.
Now, when you say get it,
but I mean, Mark's going to run the show. I know that.
Right.
I'm talking about that's as far as
participants. Yeah, for paneling. Yeah. Right.
I don't want, I mean, we're not all coming in for that, are we?
No.
No.
Well, you'll be here.
You'll be in the other room.
Oscar has a podcast that night.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I'll be able to make it.
Carla is looking forward. Well, it's not the Mike O'Mara show. It's going to be Division 2000.
Division 012.
Right. 012.
Division 012.
Yes. Right. I would call it now. Well,
now see, we did
don't tell you that. I would call it Division 2012.
We thought 012.
012 doesn't make sense.
Exactly. And because it's incorrect and because it doesn't make sense, we thought it would be more amusing.
And also, Mike,
that sounds like you and Seska smoking a blunt.
No, that's just me.
It makes it more Irish.
So I'll pop in for that. Carla is looking forward to having everybody come by.
She's welcome to.
But at the same time, she knows the drill with us as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
I go till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning watching this coverage. Right. I am obsessed with it.
This is one that will go till 2 or 3 in the morning. Conceivably.
We're not going to stay on all night.
It's weird.
I envision your night. Election coverage starts. The reports come in of who's winning what, and there's going to be some states that will be kind of holdouts because they're going to be counting them out and see if they can actually call them or not.
Right.
You're going to walk in here. You'll talk to the guys. They'll be doing their show. Go back out. Talk to Carla. Private message Wendy Rieger, and then get back here.
And then back in the room, Rob is being too loud. Shut up, Rob. I'm trying to live here.
Send a group text that Mark's a dumbass.
That's right. Wendy, did you know that Mark's a dumbass?
I am filled with dread.
Don't be.
For the election?
I understand your nervousness.
I think that
it's almost here.
I think the passion of the right part of our country is so significant. They're so energized.
It is significant.
Compared to... the left,
or so
I just
appears.
I worry about it. I really do, and I think that Buzz pointed out to me. I talked about Romney Avenue that I live on here.
Yes,
with all the and then Carla went running around the neighborhood the other day and backed up what Buzz said about the fact that they're it's kind of getting split as far as yard signs and stuff like that.
Maybe he'll just be president on your street.
I just one thing today, Steve Bridges, our good friend out of KCJJ, put up a picture of Governor Christie and Barack Obama, and I shared that with our listeners. And it was really, I thought, a nice picture. And what a mistake!
Bipartisan.
What a mistake!
I put it up this morning. I haven't seen my feedback yet. What happened?
Oh, just people went bad. The people on the right wing went nuts because it's hey, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. Look at this. This is cooperation for Americans.
Right.
And, something along.
Say anything. I just put it up.
I paraphrased it. Well, that the picture is the picture is. Has that caption.
Right.
It's not like I wrote that.
Okay. So for who from the person you shared it from.
Yeah, exactly. So I put that up there, and then, people just went out of their minds. They got so mad, and they get so, suddenly it became Benghazi. Yeah. How did they take that picture and turn that into Benghazi?
Because they always do.
Because they can't stand it.
Is it your cover photo?
It says, "Dear John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, please take note. Sincerely, the American public." And it shows Obama and Christie shaking hands on the tar bank. Yeah. And Steve Bridges put it up there. I shared it with our listeners. And it just, I understand that it is a left-wing comment when you say John Boehner and Mitch McConnell.
Sure.
If you would, if you wanted to make that right, it would, "Hey, Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid." That would have probably been a better way
to
do
bipartisan.
It. And I'm down with that. I'm fine with that. But man, oh man, it's still... It still pissed me off. It
started a fire.
Oh, it did. Because people just go on and
I say that picture, FTW. I like that photo.
Two people, this is the reasonable response, two people with varying points of view coming together to help a community. Oh, what a world, what a world. And that's that, and I agree with that. I think that that's terrific. But then, you had the people that are saying, "Hey, Mike, why don't you just own the fact that you're a left winger and stuff like that?"
Yeah, because you always deny it?
I mean,
Mike, why can't you own the fact? Why can't you come clear with your politics? You and Buzz are so secretive.
So I write on my Facebook page. So another Facebook non-friend posts on my page that I went left wing.
Uh-huh.
Own it. Well, first of all, my politics, I write this. I've always been to the left. I've always owned it. And I noticed that many folks on the right went bat-ass when I posted the photo of President and the governor of New Jersey. I will be so glad when this election is
over. We all
will. This was my point of overburdening weariness at this point.
You're saturated.
I completely reached critical mass.
We're all there.
You should just level things out as you put a picture of Romney up and say, "This guy," and then a little underline. People can fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And everybody will feel like they've been served on your page.
What could possibly go wrong? Do you have the little girl
I'm
in
do
the vault?
Yeah, you know.
Good.
For everyone that thinks this page has been unbalanced, I welcome your comments.
Yes.
And a picture of Mitt
Romney.
Fun. That'll
be
fun.
That'll be the post 500.
Yeah, fun.
Rob has a great cut about voter fatigue coming up in the audio vault.
Yeah, really? Looking forward to it.
Fatigue.
We'll take a break. When we come back, I want Oscars World, a Buzz Burbank ukulele update, and Rob Spiewak's four package.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Nice package.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Wait Not fans, that Halloween is traditionally a very tempting evening in the O'Mara household.
Of course.
And, you know, we had a storm over the weekend, and things were very rough, and I am here to tell you that for the first Halloween, I believe, in my natural life, Halloween candy did not touch my lips.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
Wow. That deserves a
Oh, I'm so brave.
That's a big feat. That's a good accomplishment.
Now, the fact is, this Wait Not program, is, you know, it's a question of feeling good and making you feel good.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time.
MPFG, Mike.
I do want to, you know, really spotlight the fact that I am really excited about the opportunity when we get out to Reno to share this Wait Not program with somebody in our audience in Reno.
Yeah, that's a huge prize.
At our live stage show in Reno, we will be giving away a Wait Not program for one lucky listener. If you want to get involved in it, please share your stories with us. 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486. I always say that and I want to correct myself. I say 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486.
It's the same thing.
But or is just
that's
fine.
That's just something I do and I'm sorry.
And we'd love to hear your updates.
WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Please, start thinking about this. We haven't exactly formulated the criteria.
Well, what I'm going to do,
how we're going to get our winner.
We get there on Friday. I'm going to start cruising the buffets. And can I add something to the
Wait Not? Go ahead,
you know, it was about a little more than a year ago that this sweatshirt fit me.
Yep.
And look at the extra real estate.
Very
here.
Baggy.
It's huge. And it's almost comical, but I knew we had Wait Not today. I wanted to wear it.
You are a Wait Not success story.
100 pounds, Mike.
I am 33 pounds now and counting, and I am looking forward to hitting that mark, hopefully, by the time we get out there.
Last week, you were looking forward to hitting that mark.
Yes,
I was.
Hi.
Dumbass. But anyway.
And he says that with love.
Anyway, Wait Not is what we want you to get involved with. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And I want to get to everybody here right now, find out who do we start with. Buzz,
really?
Ukulele update. Were you pointing at
Oscar? I want to know about Blanche.
I want to hear about your ukulele.
What do you want to know? It's coming along. I think I'm ready.
How many songs will you be performing?
Some of them are micro songs. Some of them are very short. But so all told, about half a dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
How many hours a day do you say you put in for practice?
It varies. I mean, some days I just do a 20-minute practice, but I try to practice every day because I find that if I skip a few days, I get a little rusty.
Let's see those calloused fingers.
So, you know what's funny is you can't really see the calluses.
Well, because you're not really practicing.
I am. You want to feel my fingers?
Could we just hear more than not anything. Singing,
uh-huh.
but just perhaps
a tune?
A little instrumental of one of the things you might be doing?
Let's see.
All right, no singing. Now, I want to make sure in Reno he's well mic'd.
Of course. Because
the ukulele is like a mandolin. You've got to get that microphone.
Well, he will
on.
Have a separate mic like for this. It.
It's going to be fun.
That's
very
good. Love to
good
smoke some grass.
That's funny. You know what? I think it's going to be a very sweet interlude in the program.
I do too. Maybe. A chance for everyone to hit the bathroom.
Think it'll be
no.
No, I'm kidding.
Where we will be piping in the ukulele music.
Well, Buzz will be in the bathroom for acoustics.
Speaking of Reno,
yes,
I must share my heartfelt thanks to the people that bid on the Rob Spiewak Diamond Jubilee Whore Package.
You mean Stephanie, Dirk, and Richard.
Stephanie, Dirk, and Richard.
And two Stephanies.
Yes.
Ironically, the first two were both bought by people named Stephanie.
I thought we had four packages.
We did. Right. Stephanie, Dirk, and Richard.
Two Stephanies, Dirk, and a Richard.
And honestly, these things sold before I could get all four up.
Really?
And I looked in my sock drawer. And there might be more tickets.
That's crazy. God.
I will tell you.
I've been looking everywhere.
Based on the personal contact and I'm going to say this, Oscar, you can roll your eyes all you want.
I didn't roll my eyes.
I think
yes, I did.
I think I heard them rolling.
I think it's a fine value.
I think it's a great value. I think it's a fine value.
You're not alone.
I think maybe we might have underpriced it.
I think America thinks it's a fine value.
I think it's priced perfectly.
I don't know.
You're not charging any more.
No, I mean, look, I've done my best. I'm giving away 500 of my own dollars.
Sold so, awful quick. Good. Man, you know what? We sell a few more of these, you'll get that 500 back real quick.
So are you saying that you're saying that next week there might be a couple more?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
How many more packages?
At least two.
After I look into it.
We have to do some bookkeeping. We have to see what's in the sock drawer.
Just based on backstage.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. But the crime, Mike.
Some people are just jolly and bouncing off the walls and don't mind.
We can break them up into two groups, and that'll keep them briefer.
And you know what, Mike? The other thing here is...
No, if they paid for this, they're going to have...
Well, of course.
I'm not going to let them come back and sign a T-shirt and
then
just
roll out.
Bye-bye.
No,
it doesn't work
but
that way.
But also know this, that one of the things I think we all could agree on is that we don't like crime.
Right.
And what would be a bigger crime than an unsold ticket?
The Rob
I can answer that, but I won't.
Now, where do people look on eBay? I don't need to promote it.
No. Just I will post it's the link on my page. But what you want to do is go to eBay, Electronic Bay, and search Rob Spiewak Diamond Jubilee Whore Package.
In fairness, if this wasn't Rob, it would be so much better. Because most bands, when I worked in alt-rock radio, we would always get out of the blue 10 pairs of tickets that they hadn't sold, that they had reserved for the families and friends that weren't sold.
Exactly. Right.
So they were released at the end of, like 2 days before the concert.
That's what we did.
And if it wasn't Rod that was releasing these.
And it is all me, because everyone else fought tooth and nail against this. In all fairness, if Oscar wasn't talking now, this would be better.
Your presentation is so dirty and slimy that it hurts.
Yeah, it does. It hurts. I can see the misery in your Colombian face, Bolivian, whatever the hell you are.
So, Rob's a couple more whore packages available tonight.
Stay close to your computer.
Very, very good. And I look forward to meeting all those people. It's going to be great to see them. And they get the T-shirts. They get the backstage access.
And of course,
a big deal.
The time of your life.
If I had somebody I liked. I'd pay for that. Yeah. And so I was thinking about that last night, and I actually will give you your props. I think look at me. Do not $1 more.
Those prices are locked in. Okay. And Mike, our prices are insane.
You did a great job with
Yes. Thank congratulations.
Although
good
I feel the same way. I feel somehow soiled.
Guess what? We're going to buy you some soap.
Thank you very much. moving right along, Mr. Santana.
Yes.
Oscar's World. Let's hit the music.
Yes. Oh, I really hate this.
Oscar's World.
Oscar's World. How was your Halloween?
It was great.
Oscar's World.
I was thinking about you.
Yes.
And you, I think, are a throwback more than anybody on the crew. You are a throwback to the Halloween attitudes of our teens. You know, where you go to the parties, you went to multiple Halloween parties.
Yes. He still dates teens.
You know, I actually got in the car last night. Carla was tired, wanted to go to bed after we handed out the candy. Uh-huh. Jimmy called and wanted me to go over to Clark's.
How did that sound?
Here. Jimmy's just sending me a... He wanted me to go to Clark's. Well, he sent me a text. He sent me a text, so I didn't hear him.
Oh.
So the text said, and I said, hey, that could be a plan.
Sure.
Carla had that look of being bummed that I was going out. And so I called her on my way over, and it was still a bum thing, and I was kind of tired too. And I saw all the people on the streets, and I said, I don't know.
Well, Wednesday night after, it's tough. Even in Georgetown, where it's typically in the D.C. area, your best place to be.
Right.
They call it Nightmare on M Street.
Right.
That's clever.
The crowd was, I would say, half of what it should be for a Halloween night.
Saturday night is a bigger deal.
Yeah, Saturday night is a bigger night.
I imagine last weekend there was probably a lot of action.
When I just turned around and came back home. I didn't meet Jimmy last night. I said, hey, not the right time. We'll do it again.
That's
we'll
the same.
You
got all
weekend.
Dressed up in that costume.
So I came back and my lady was very happy.
Good.
Not
so
good.
So on Saturday night, I went down to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. I met up with Todd Moore from Tech 411.
Tomo!
Brand new Tech 411 show available for you today.
Yeah.
So check that out there. So we went down there. And if you don't know, and if you haven't seen on my Facebook page, I was a Star Wars character because we had that big Halloween show for Big O and Dukes in Baltimore.
You're like an AT-AT. It was one of the big walking
That's
things,
right.
but with two legs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, if you go to Oscar's page, it was a Big O and Dukes promotion. You can't miss that.
It was a huge costume that I found.
Won't see anything about Reno, but you'll see. You'll have Jesus.
Well, no, just go to your news feed.
Reno sold out.
I know, you're right.
What
go
are you
going to
do?
I'm sorry. Hey, it wouldn't be me, would it?
Hey, I respect that.
Thank you very
so
much.
These men are lying.
As we get to Georgetown, the costume is so huge, we had to get a truck or a minivan to take us down to Georgetown. Mind you, I live a mile up the street.
You're in the Star Wars robot
You
box.
Have to strap in. You can't get in a cab or a car with it.
I would, you know, and I give you credit because not in a million years would I ever pursue a costume that I hated. That, you know, I thought going in drag was a big commitment.
Yeah.
You know, but you have this whole thing.
You loved putting on a dress.
But I would never wear, I would never go with the big, bulky, uncomfortable.
You want costume. Something lean, right. Sexy.
If you
slinky.
If you saw yourself, and maybe if I can get it down here, how masterful it was constructed. It was beautiful.
Right.
Because the guy who made it, I found on Craigslist at the last minute.
Right.
Shows up.
I'm slimy.
He made it for himself. He made it for himself. Uh-huh. So he's like, let's make sure it fits you.
Right.
I put it on and I start moving around and I look like a robot. I do this in the middle of the street, with my girlfriend watching. I'm sure she's glowing with joy.
Hey, Shannon, I need a minute. I'm going to go on the internet and buy a used costume or something.
When you walk in that thing, did you walk like the robot?
The entire costume looks like you're the legs articulating like the robot in the movie. And I look at the guy and I say, hey, I was like, are you an engineer or something? And he said, actually, I am. I work for NASA.
Oh my God.
And I said, why are you selling this? This is a masterpiece. Because I didn't know from the picture that the whole thing moved as you
walked. Did you just surf around Craigslist trying to find costumes?
Yes.
Really?
That's it.
Is Craigslist like a good source of... I thought it was just a good source of buying something and getting shot in the head.
Click it. It's BSC, Bolivian Seeking Costume.
it's hit or miss, but I ended up... this was a jackpot of jackpots because for the amount of money I spent on the costume and the response you got, I couldn't tell you.
Now, how much was it?
The costume was $200.
$200?
Yeah. Wow, and I would have guessed higher.
What are you going to do with it now that Halloween's over?
It's so great.
It's NASA engineered.
It's so great. I'm going to keep it. Like cool.
You don't have room in your apartment for your girlfriend's clothes, and you're keeping this costume?
Going to my parents' house.
Of course.
Nice.
Oh. They've got enough room.
They can store printers inside it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the girlfriend, we're running out of time here. What is the deal with Blanche? Where did Blanche come
from? What did she do to you yesterday that scared the hell out of you?
Okay, so Blanche, because, and we talked about it on this program, this is the inception of that nickname for her.
Okay.
Is when she just goes to bed at 10 p.m. because she wakes up at 5:30. Mm-hmm. So when I'm getting home at 9:30, we get a good 30 minutes of FaceTime, and
that's
then
it.
She's like, I got to go to bed.
Wow.
So then I have to go into my living room, put on the headphones, the wireless headphones, so the TV isn't on, and sit there like a child.
So Blanche is kind of the domestic,
the
house frown.
She's a golden girl.
It's a golden girl's reference.
Blanche. Okay. Yeah,
it's a golden girl. The thing that threw me is when you say Blanche to Mike and myself, we think whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah.
And that's why we weren't thinking golden girls.
She is a golden girl.
I just think an old married woman.
Okay.
She's a golden girl in a 26-year-old's body, but she's also waking up at 5:30 in the morning and sometimes 5:25 to get to work.
How is her foot?
It's getting a little better.
A little better.
Yes.
Okay.
It's getting a little better, and that's positive news for everybody. But she ended up better enough to do this. Paranormal Activity 3 is out, and if you've seen it, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I haven't really...
Still freaks... Those movies freak me out.
I think they're very scary.
Yes. Yeah. There is a, and this is not necessarily a spoiler, but there's a place in the movie where there's just a sheet in the middle of a kitchen that looks like a ghost.
Right.
And if it's set in context, it'll scare the S out of you.
Okay.
And I looked at her and I said, you know, it'd be funny if I actually did this to you and I turned on the light in the middle of the night and had a sheet over me and you'd freak out. And I said, actually, please. She said, please don't do that to me. I said, I won't do that to you if you promise not to do it to me.
Okay.
I wake up on Halloween morning and at 5:30 in the morning, because she wakes up at 5:30.
It's dark.
Go to the restroom. I come back and jump back into bed because I still have some time to sleep as she's leaving the house.
I'm laughing already.
I think she slept. So I'm laying down and I'm like, I'm so exhausted. I can't believe she wakes up. Like, and this is what's going through my mind. I just want to get back to sleep.
Right.
And out of the blue, because our fan has a remote to the light above our bedroom.
What, your fan?
The fan.
Ceiling fan?
Has a light.
He did some Bolivian English there.
What happened? He has a ceiling fan that has remote control. The remote control also controls the overhead light.
You said a ceiling fan has this to the light.
Yes.
It helps to circulate the air or something.
I hear a click, the light comes on, and she's got a sheet over her, and she's standing creepily in the corner
At that hour, I like that.
At 5:30 in the morning.
Did you scream?
At her, I said, oh my God.
She's funny.
I could have had a heart attack.
She's
loving it. She is dying. I said, I thought we agreed we wouldn't do this. And she said, I knew you were going to do it to me. I had to catch you before I got caught.
Right.
Giggled and laughed out the door.
You got a good woman there. It's a good thing. If you try to scare each other, that's a good relationship.
I almost died.
That's a very, very
I don't like being startled like that.
Right.
I couldn't go back
we'll
to bed.
We'll remember that.
What does Blanche do at 5:30 in the morning? She is a Joe Johnson.
She likes to get there by 6 a.m.
Wow.
And because she has to put on the sheet and scare her coworkers.
Really?
But because her job originally, she was in Arizona. So the hours that she would work were early hours because of the East Coast to West Coast time
shift. Okay, so she's accustomed to it.
I just
want
to say it's a relief that you are now involved with women that get up at 5:30 a.m. to go to work as opposed to 5:30 p.m. Thank you.
That is a change.
We'll take a break. We come back.
I concur.
It's Rob's Magic Audio Ball. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sleeping!
Take that sheet off!
It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a business, you need professional, quality business cards. Do what millions of business owners do, and what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com. 250 cards for $10.
A pittance, Mike. You can't. It's so cheap.
You can't beat that with, like, a medium stick.
That's right.
You can't do it.
What?
Check a out
medium.
Their
Vistaprint sells medium sticks, by the way.
Check out their whole line of printed products. Again, half off those premium business cards. All you have to do, please, 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 don't forget this, is go to the upper right-hand corner on their website at Vistaprint.com and put in the code TMOS. That's the search bar. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Do that. Again, half off those premium business cards and free shipping.
Wow.
That's cool, too.
That's
awesome.
New.
Yeah.
Enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Let's open it up for today.
Hey, Mike.
The 1st of November.
This was the sheet that Oscar was scared by.
No, not that. I'm telling you, it's not that. That's just, she just put that on my page.
Is that from Paranormal?
No, it's just basically, you know how when you were a kid you would put on a sheet and act like a ghost?
Yeah.
So there is a demon Paranormal 3 that does that to somebody. A demon creature from hell.
Did you go to see Paranormal 3?
I saw it on Netflix. Netflix.
Is that 3 or is, what's
that's
the one
3.
That's out
4
now?
Just came out.
Four
is getting
out.
A bad review. 3 was solid.
Who is the person that decided that a ghost costume is okay by just putting a sheet over your head?
Yeah.
That's a suck costume.
They do such an amazing
true.
Job
what are you
in,
gonna do?
In 3 with the story arc and the way it's set
I
up.
I don't think I saw 3.
I watched 3.
And I don't know if I saw 3.
Do that to Carla.
She won't watch that.
No.
She doesn't watch movies.
No.
Right.
But you'll go bowling.
Yeah, well, we're still trying to work on that.
Wear okay. a sheet then.
What's that?
Wear a sheet when you go bowling.
And just
start
a sheet.
The audio ball, please.
All right, you know, a pretty great week for talk shows. Letterman had an audience last night. But also, Jimmy Kimmel, for the past couple nights, has been doing his show from Brooklyn, where he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it live. And last night, he had Letterman on as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool, because Letterman doesn't do the guest thing very often.
That's got to make Leno so
and
it, pissed
and
off.
You know, that's mm-hmm. the whole reason he's got to right, be doing right. it, just to piss Leno off. And here's Letterman last night talking about what it's like to do the show without an audience, as we played on yesterday's Audio Vault.
What you learn, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but for myself, our audience, when they come, goes through such a regimented indoctrination of how to behave as not just an audience, but as adults in life.
You know, he's joking there, but they really it's do. True. They put his audience in the Roseland Ballroom, and they give you lessons about how to laugh, where to laugh, how loud to laugh, and what to do. They really, really mm-hmm. school you.
That's they great. Warm you up as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah, cool. They absolutely yeah, do. And then they put you in the world's coldest room.
We cover right. hygiene. We cover grooming. We cover manners. So then when you don't have the audience, what you're immediately aware of is how truly unfunny I am. Because what you're getting with no audience is probably the reaction people are having at home, which is complete silence. So it was fascinating. But tonight we had an audience.
But when
back.
You're on the radio, you didn't feel that way. I assume when you're on the radio and you're talking to nobody in a room, it's very quiet, and
right.
you just kind of assume that it's going well.
Right. But I'm not getting paid radio money.
What was so great about it is that Kimmel is so respectful of him,
yes.
and it was a really kind of a neat thing, because I think Jimmy Kimmel is the future of late night talk, and I like that Dave did his show.
Letterman was his hero in college. Jimmy Kimmel, maybe you mentioned this once before, he got license plates for his car. Kimmel did that said late night in honor of Letterman's late night show.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's
cool. He kept trying to get him to hang out. It was funny.
Right,
it got awkward and great, so check it out if you can. Mike, I know that you love David Stern.
David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA.
That's right, and he took some time out to speak. The season opener was Heat and Celtics.
The state of the NBA is strong.
And he wanted to talk and say that they're very excited, and also to offer some sympathy to the people that were suffering from the hurricane.
Well, he's a very warm man.
Got the name of the hurricane wrong.
Before we begin, I know that everyone here and around America watching has in their thoughts and their abiding concerns, those who are affected by the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath.
Oh.
That said, we have a...
Oh, dear.
That is sad, dear. Isn't it?
That's a biggie.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Like Mike O'Mara says, that's a biggie.
You know, when you get post 50, you begin to have thoughts about your faculties. Uh-huh. And your mental acuity.
Yes.
And when I hear something like that, I say to myself, do you think maybe he's retiring because he's making mistakes yeah. like that all yeah. the time? Yeah,
maybe he thinks it's the same hurricane. Haven't they cleaned it up yet? It's been a long time.
I remember the New Orleans Jazz.
Does he catch himself?
Wow. No, he doesn't. Oh, they just let him go. Hurricane. I'm sure some words were said afterwards.
Yeah. And the real old people will call it a hurricane.
Hurricane. That's right.
Yeah. Hurricane Katrina. Right.
Buzz mentioned this earlier. You have the election fatigue.
Yeah.
So does baby Abby.
Oh,
and
I've
it's
heard
one
this.
Of these things that the kid
so overdone.
Gets videotaped by their parent, and I hate it. The only reason I'm playing
this.
It is because she says it. I think this is
it's
cute.
It's the way she says the president.
Yeah, man. Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Har, har, har.
I'm tired of
sorry.
It's quite all right.
Vetoing that. I hated that. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that.
I had a great trick-or-treater last night. And I
what's the matter, Abby? Do you want the election to end? You going to be okay? Yeah. F you.
I asked the little girl, I said, and who are you? She said, me, an owl. I just liked it because she was very sincere about it.
I forgot to mention this. This is my biggest story of Halloween night.
Yeah.
Second kid comes over and he reaches in. The kids were really polite last night.
Yeah.
And Carla got fun size. And we had a little discussion about that.
You know what? She doesn't buy fun size wine.
Well, you give them a fistful.
Oh, my God.
I bought the wine yesterday at my, I'll talk about it tomorrow, at my new club.
Oh,
no, I gave it away. So they
wine
take,
club.
They take individual piece of candy. I'm like, take a handful.
Yeah.
And this kid, I think he was like dressed as a cowboy. He goes, this is the best house in town.
See?
Yeah,
that's great.
That's where fun size comes in. Yeah. You give them great handfuls of it, and they really got a prize.
I had one kid that had the Darth Vader outfit and a pretty nice one with the cape and everything, but no helmet. And I said, Darth. And I love referring to kids as like their character name.
Right.
I say, Darth. You got a problem here. He says, if you have your helmet off, you're going to die because you can't breathe. He says, yeah, but it made it hard to see and my eyes were watering.
That's great.
Do you remember, and I don't think they do it around here anymore, but certainly when I was a kid, Wednesdays at noon, they would test the sirens?
Yes. They did that in Kansas all the time because it was tornado
hour. They did it in Maryland when I was growing up.
And I always thought that if we were ever going to get bombed, why don't they bomb us on Wednesday at noon?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a really hard system to figure out.
No, I don't remember that.
But I do love this. This is a dog that has a great reaction to the siren. And if you have this, you really don't even need the siren, just the dog. Here's the siren.
Placed around the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Love it.
Let's play it again.
It's great. And it is on our YouTube page if you want to check out the video, because it's one of the great things where the dog's body locks
because
they are just howling as hard as they possibly can. I think it might be like a husky mix.
That's awesome.
A good reason to look forward to Wednesday, isn't it?
Wow.
Even better than Modern Family. So check that out on our YouTube page. Last night, X Factor started live, and I liked this moment that Simon had with Khloe Kardashian. She was very excited to be there.
Here is my favorite, Mr. Sexy, Simon Cowell.
Well, may I say, Khloe, you're looking very sexy tonight.
Party with me.
I think the air conditioning's on high tonight, right?
All right, you two. All right.
Her nipples were extraordinary last night.
She wore a see-through blouse. You could see everything about her nipples through this blouse on television last
night. Well, here I was getting ready to slam American culture, and now I'm going to be sprinting to the television.
You're still right, but it was nipple.
But it's still Khloe Kardashian.
Who cares about those?
Were they perky?
They were at the time, yes.
They were.
That's why Simon commented on the AC.
How about that?
I don't have a great love for Axl Rose, but he did a rare talk show interview, and this is last week. I saved this because it's Halloween was yesterday. He had a Halloween party once, and he did something just to piss off his neighbors. I think this is so – this is a great gag.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't have kids and you have neighbors that do have kids, check out what he did.
It appears to be a Halloween tree.
Yes, this is one of the most evil things I've ever done.
And why?
Because – We have these Halloween parties, and I decided let's have a Halloween tree. So
tree?
We did a tree with the presents. Tree. Families come with their little kids, and
they show a picture, and it looks like a Christmas tree, but it's decorated with skeletons and pumpkins. And
a Halloween tree,
and there's presents under it. And he had kids over to his house.
Kids stand there, and then I would go, "Wow, you don't have a Halloween tree?" And then I would give them a present. And then their parents would call me for about 3 months. You son of a...
So he invented the Halloween tree piss off his neighbors. That's because of the hurricane, sadly, the White House Halloween party was canceled.
Did you hear this? President Obama canceled the Halloween party at the White House. Yeah, Obama canceled after hearing Joe Biden was coming as slutty Joe Biden. Can't think of anything I'd rather less see than slutty Joe Biden.
He gets everything all pushed up and
That guy's got a rack.
That is your magic audio.
We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody. You know, it's funny when we do a Halloween show the day after Halloween, all the memories come back that I really jot more stuff down.
Right, what happened?
The one moment we had in a prisoner's outfit, you know, the traditional striped.
Now in this neighborhood, are you sure this was a trick or treater?
There is a jail nearby.
Kid comes up. I don't even remember what the kid was dressed as. Next to the kid is the woman who was in her mid-50s.
Uh-huh. Yes,
in the costume with a. With a little
ball and chain.
Jack-o'-lantern, plastic jack-o'-lantern.
She's looking for candy.
She took a big handful.
Oh.
It was just weird.
Wow.
You know, you see that and you just go, "Happy Halloween." And they walk away.
I had to give one of my own children a dressing down last night because we called Jabril and we had not seen him all night. Ooh. And I said, "Jabril, I know that Julia and Robert didn't go trick-or-treating, but you didn't come to our house. Did you go trick-or-treating?" He said, "Yeah." So what was your costume? He says, "Oh, I just went."
No. Oh. He's not a motivated young man.
He really isn't. And you know what? He needs to spend more time at my home because I would not have let that go down.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just go out.
He just went out with a bag?
Yeah.
Like a plastic bag, probably.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe like a Ziploc.
Get that boy on the show.
I'd love that.
I need to have him.
Need to have him speak to him?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to pep him up a little bit.
That's what he needs.
I'm going to give him like a whole bag of sweet tarts.
He needs help.
That'll be good. Then send him home to his mom. Right.
It's news time. Let's get Buzz in here with the news of the day. Still a lot of the aftermath of Sandy ravaging the East Coast.
A lot going on. In fact, Mike, thank you. We're brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They are the official sponsor of our live stage show November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore might be able to help, just as they helped Oscar Santana.
It can be so affordable. It's less than your cable bill.
Like, amen.
I'm telling you, monthly, when you're sitting here, you're paying the dollars you're paying. I sat there, I was like, people should just do this to have that peace of mind.
Encore.
To get your free quote, visit smartturn.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartturn.com. We are always so proud and grateful to be sponsored by Encore Insurance Services.
Be like Oscar.
Now, in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, gas prices will, this is a participation, guys. In the wake of the hurricane, gas prices will A, go up, B, go down, or C, remain the same. What are your guesses?
I'm going to guess go down.
I'm going to say go up.
Go up.
The answer is go down.
Yes.
Gas prices are expected to go down because
different
of the
answer
storm.
For my wife, but that's good news.
Prices were headed down anyway, and even though some refineries in the Northeast were shut down by the storm, cutting supply and raising prices, An even bigger chunk of the country saw people staying home from work, using less gas, increasing supply, and driving down the prices. And all those canceled flights.
Incidentally,
thousands.
This is a little primer on how the American people, if they really got their act together and wanted to send a
could
big
affect
FU
the market.
To the oil companies.
We could do it.
We could absolutely do it.
But instead, we had a real boycott.
Instead,
we're just emailing them and actually saying FU.
Right. Exactly.
What was it? More than 8,000 canceled flights so far, reducing fuel consumption as well. The result, more of an increase than a decrease in supply, meaning lower prices. We should see $3.40 a gallon by the end of next week, and in some places, $3 a gallon even.
Awesome. Let's have another hurricane.
God, you know what? Whoever thought we'd be excited about $3 gas.
Yeah.
Yay.
Shoot me.
What? The Labor Department says it'll have a monthly jobs report ready on time tomorrow, in spite of difficulties created by Hurricane Sandy. Why is this important? Because it's the final jobs report before the election. A good report, presumably good news.
Rob asked me to shoot it.
For the president?
Ow!
A bad report, presumably good news for Governor Romney.
But in the balls?
Last month, the jobless rate fell to 7.8%. Now, there were rumors that the October report would be delayed because of the storm, which led to questions being raised publicly about possible political timing.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to keep it on time no matter what. The headline,
let me ask you this. Do you think it matters at this point?
No. Everybody, look, we're down to 1% or less undecided at this point.
I think
point.
When you
everybody
get this
knows
close
what they're going
to
do.
Elections,
many have already voted. A third of the country's already voted.
Yeah, the polling doesn't even matter at this point.
The headline says Mitt Romney clarified his stance on FEMA yesterday. To some, he completely changed his position. In a Republican primary debate in June on CNN, Romney said, quote, "Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction." When asked if that includes disaster relief, Romney replied, quoting again, "We cannot afford to do those things without jeopardizing the future for our kids. It is immoral, in my view, for us to rack up larger debts and pass them on to our kids," end quote. Yesterday, his statement of clarification said, and I quote, "As president, I will ensure FEMA has the funding it needs to fulfill its mission." Running mate Paul Ryan has said he thinks disaster relief money should come from money cut from other programs. The Romney campaign has not yet answered questions about that proposal.
Well, that's not what they don't answer questions.
Rob, your father posted something on his childhood where he ran around on the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he grew up.
Yeah, he grew up in Seaside Park, which is about 5 miles from the Heights. Right. Yeah.
Ask the people in Seaside Park if they give a rat's ass where that money's coming from.
No, they need that money.
You've got people down there that are just in a desperate situation. I mean, there are times when that's the whole reason I posted the picture of Obama and Christie at that moment. This is one of those times you don't get political because nobody gives a damn. If the roof was blown off this house and we had 4 feet of water in here, I don't care. Republican, Democrat, send me some help. I don't care where the help comes from.
Also, when people talk about home insurance and your homeowner's policy, when you fill one of those out, and I just had to go through this for the first time in my life, You actually have to check off, do you want earthquake coverage?
Some
people probably have never thought that the water would get so far inland, so they didn't check hurricane coverage or flooding.
And I think that there are, in areas like that, standard policies that aren't all that great flood. Because the insurance companies aren't idiots. That's why they make as much money as they do. They're not going to cover people.
They need all the help they can get.
The death toll's now risen above 70 from the storm. A third of those deaths were in New York City, which is struggling to its feet after the hurricane. The airports are open again, along with many parts of the subway system, surprisingly, but thousands of people are still trapped by high water just across the river in Hoboken, New Jersey, and 8 million people throughout the Northeast are still without power. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie continued his praise of the president yesterday, telling reporters the president was even making things happen by phone as they rode in a car together. The Jersey coastline has literally changed shape.
Yeah.
It's a different configuration.
My father spoke to his cousin, who was actually very luckily spared by only a couple blocks, but he says, you know Maniloking, which is, you know, very near to Seaside Heights.
And then I saw aerial photographs.
He says Maniloking is gone. Yeah. It's gone.
Well, this has prompted debate about whether it should be rebuilt at Jersey Shore, and especially as the climate continues to change. The governor and shore residents are determined to rebuild, however, although they say they will be smarter about it this time, or at least try.
You know, New Orleans has done it. We had not a direct hit, but we certainly had a storm in New Orleans where the levees held, where the new walls held where, you know, they had drainage pumps and everything. And I think that, you know, if you're going to have people that are living that close to the ocean and with the climate change that's happening, and incidentally, the documented, every scientist in the world says this is happening. Is that a real, is that a direct reason that Sandy happened? Who knows? It doesn't matter.
California learned to deal with earthquakes by building buildings differently.
Have to be so,
they'll have to make those kinds
of
changes.
I think we have to be so forward thinking, though, because the storm of the century, I mean, how often are we going to get storms of the century?
You only need one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Violent crime is down nationwide, but it's up in some cities, and the iPhone gets part of the blame. In Denver, where violent crime is up nearly 13%, bucking the national trend, police say a lot of this crime increase has involved a lot of iPhones. They've put extra detectives on street theft duty there, looking for thieves who are looking for those distinctive white earbuds.
On our bonus hour tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show, the iPhone will be a subject that we will be covering on the bonus hour. Well, the land of suck, as I like to call it.
Oh, dear.
There's more news, as we've discussed here on the show. The iPhone helper known as Siri can help you find a hooker. If you ask it for a prostitute or a massage parlor, whatever, it will tell you which ones are in your area.
Siri, I would like a prostitute to come to my house. Is that what you do?
Yeah, or where can I find a prostitute?
Where can I find? Well, somebody try it.
All right, here we go.
She's got to look like the picture, though.
Now, while he's looking that up, I'll say, except in China, in response to a request from the Chinese.
Siri, I need to find a prostitute.
That's the formal
she's thinking
word for.
It's not going to work.
Woman.
It's an iPhone. It's not going to work.
You will pay.
Escort service. It's pretty far from you.
There's an escorts extraordinaire is 16 miles from here on Custer Street.
There you go.
That's all right.
Good stuff.
I won't be at the bonus show today.
Way to go, Rob.
But not anymore in China. In response to a request from the Chinese government, Apple has now disabled that part of Siri that helps a person find a prostitute in China. The feature still works just fine here and in the rest of the world.
Excellent. I'm surprised that worked, Rob. I really am.
Chinese government.
I'm surprised anything that has five and I and phone in it works.
Finally, in a Big Lots store near Olympia, Washington, a woman allegedly tried to steal a coat. Her undoing was that she dropped it on her way out of the store. On her way into the store, she had taken off all of her clothes.
That is so great.
Clothing is how most shoplifters hide what they're stealing, but police say this woman was disoriented. Apparently so, since she didn't even bother to put on the coat before leaving the store.
Oh, dear.
File this one under, you're not doing it right.
Oh, my.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. CB Lucas can hook up a whole house generator for you. Or help you with all your plumbing needs as well as all your AC and heating stuff. CB Lucas has 48-month same-as-cash financing or instant rebates on high-efficiency train systems. Offer ends October 31st. Do what we do. Call 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you, inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.